Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Good afternoon here from the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona. My name is Mark Howard, I'm your host today, and I'm here with Rim Azara, who's the head of investments at Morova Emerging Markets Energy Transition. Thank you for being with me here today.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you're having a wonderful time at the conference today.
Yes, it is. It is buzzing, it's exciting, lots of old and new faces, so good to be here.
Absolutely, yeah, lots of networking going on, yes. Bit of time for socializing as well in the evening, so it's a perfect blend, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So, without further ado, Rim, we're here to talk to you today about Morova and Sunfunder, of course. So, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the background of Sunfunder and, yeah, how it came to be and what it is today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sunfunder has been and is currently in its new form, a specialized distributed energy financier. So, we've been around for more than 12 years now, focusing on providing debt financing into the direct renewable energy space and particularly the distributed one. So we have been operating over the past decade in Africa, primarily with our offices in Nairobi, where we have extended loans to companies in the solar home system space, the CNI space, the mini-grid space, etc. And that has been a fantastic journey to grow with the segment of the industry, to see some of its transformations, and so on. So we do position ourselves as really renewable energy specialists as much as emerging markets specialists. So that has been going on fantastically. We've raised three funds, and we've also had an interesting development over the past 2 years and a half, where we have joined forces with Morova, impact asset manager specialist that focuses its 30 billions of assets under management really into making a change on the renewable energy space, but also the natural capital topics, etc. So we've joined forces 2 years and a half ago. So we're now Morova Sunfunder, really. And the idea is to catalyze all of this capacities into the broader emerging markets globally, really. So our strong presence in Africa, but then expansion into Asia and soon in Latin America. We have now raised our new vehicle that allows us to get there. It's called the Morova Gigaton Fund. Yeah.
Fantastic. And a gigaton is, of course, a measure of carbon, well, let's say abatement in this case, but carbon emissions that otherwise would have gone into the atmosphere. So perhaps that's as you've informed me before we went on camera. But yeah, that's a huge goal, a very impressive goal.
Yeah, exactly. We are trying to be bold. We also are very conscious about the climate emergency and the fact that we really have to scale our action. And we've been seeing the deterioration of that are happening in our markets on the African continent, particularly with droughts and severe climatic events that really makes us feel in our bones this emergency. So after first two funds that were respectively $50 million and $75 million of assets under management, now the Morova Gigaton Fund has the target of being a $500 million fund. We've currently raised and closed 300 that we're currently actively deploying with this intention and ambition of really scaling the market. So what does that mean concretely for us? It really means that the companies and projects and opportunities that we've been seeing in the market, whether it's on the CNI side, on the telecom escrow side, on the mini-grid side, and some of the new upcoming topics like e-mobility, storage, energy efficiency, etc., we wanted to have a vehicle that allowed us to really address this need and cater for the emergency. So So allowing us to do larger ticket sizes. So initially we were really on the 5 million ranges. Now we can go up to $25 million roughly. Longer tenors. So we've also heard some of our investees asking us for long-term infra type of capital. So we can offer up to 13, 12 years of tenors. And also certainty on the pricing. So with the volatility of the interest rates that we've seen unfold over the past 2 years, having a vehicle which is fixed pricing allows us to convey that visibility for investees and lock in the cost of capital at a level which is understandable and not taking on another volatility on top of everything else that's happening on the macro side. So we're very excited. We are having, of course, some few firsts, opportunities that we've been closing. So and the goal is really to actively deploy this $300 million over the next couple of years.
Fantastic. It's a very impressive acceleration of a capital raise versus your previous rounds, and it speaks to an upward trajectory there. So it's very exciting, I'm sure. You mentioned distributed renewable energy there as the concept around which your business sort of organises. Perhaps you could expand a little bit upon that for maybe our viewers or listeners, who might be encountering that term for the first time and just think of solar as, a big row of cells somewhere or panels somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So we strongly believe that all type of renewable energy is needed. So the so-called utility scale grid connected projects are absolutely needed to reach this ambitious goal of, first energy access and really universal access by 2030. But we also believe that given a lot of the challenges that we see, notably in emerging markets, whether that's access to financing, the technical parts, and just sometimes just really the on the ground realities of being able to get those large scale projects to fruition, distributed energy, so essentially being off-grid or grid-connected, but with a captive, what we call captive energy production source, is one of the ways to really accelerate the adoption of solar into those markets. So it's not only about the cost. Yes, renewable energy and solar in particular in Africa, but also in some parts of Asia, is the cheapest energy source. But it is also one which is actually replicable and able to adapt to different realities geographically in the multiple countries that are on our list, right? So we think everything is needed, but distributed solar and captive solar, whether it's at the village or small town level with the mini grids or macro grids. The CNI space where we look at, addressing the need of industrials or retailers or housing parks, etc. That's also another way, an efficient way to deploy more of those solutions.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting indeed. So putting that generating capacity right next to where the offtake demand is, from one household through to, as you said, a large business park or industrial off-taker. And you alluded there to commercial and industrial, yeah, or C&I projects. Now they're at the forefront of the market, I would say, in many countries in Africa, and they're very exciting projects. And clearly you're involved in funding those yourselves. And what's the advantage for a C&I off-taker versus, say, the traditional grid power supply that they may previously have had?
Yeah, great question. Quite a number. So typically, unfortunately, again, in our markets, grids can sometimes be unreliable. So you do have a lot of power cuts, lots of load shedding. So for a commercial industrial, suffering from load shedding can create severe disruptions to the business. Imagine a production line that has to stop and go. That creates really severe losses for the commercial industrial partners that live those realities that are very, very real. That's one thing. And you have, of course, a gray area around what bad grid means, so-called bad grid. It can be really bad, or it can be all shades of, unfortunately, reliability. So there is that's really one of the first element. The second is the cost of the grid or the alternative solutions that the industrials put in place, typically diesel generators. That's the classical backup that the commercial industrials generally have today. Well, cost is also a big element that enters into the play, right? Most of the developers today are able to extend savings on the electricity bills that can go up to 25-30% of the electricity bill of a CNI client. And that's huge. That's a really a huge saving that the commercial industrial clients can make on something so fundamental as your energy bill. And then the third element is really the climate transition. We do see a lot of industrials that are more and more conscious because of the trends that we're seeing in the markets, willingness from their customers to become greener and greener. So starting that through commercial and industrial solar allows them to also reply to that request of their markets or shareholders sometimes. So
absolutely. Those are a win-win, really.
Exactly, yes. A win-win-win.
Oh, fantastic. And as you alluded to, the acquisition by Morova is a very exciting development for business. Perhaps you could speak a little bit to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So SunFunder was a successful asset manager, continuing our journey, etc. And really, it's one of those stories of CEOs that align their vision and values to build together something that can be even stronger. So that's really where this partnership stemmed from. We have joined forces with the team which values what SunFunder has built for the past decade, and what the team is bringing along into Morova is expertise, is investee relationships and networks. It's also an investor asset base that we have been in discussions with and understand for the past decade, and have been strong supporters. And for us, it's as also teams who have been with SunFunder for a while, and now more and more Morova SunFunder. What that means for us is really that we have more capacity to expand our action. So Morova, with its with the 30 billion assets under management, but also its more than 30 people ESG team in-house, technical capacities in-house, array of investor base that are interested into learning more about this topic. This means also more capital into emerging markets, which is something that we don't we always lack. Like we all know the figures. Like if we want to be really bold about this transition and bold about what Africa actually needs to get 600 million people electricity and the transition which needs billions and billions of dollars every year, we do need to catalyze more of that private institutional investor base that Morova has nurtured for the past 10 years. So we're really bringing the strength of each other's and hopefully building something even stronger.
Thank you. Yeah, very interesting indeed. So Rim, clearly there's over a decade of experience there with SunFunder, or Morova SunFunder, as I should probably more properly say now. And obviously you're working on prospective projects all the time or developments in the works. So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you for some of your favorite examples of past projects or maybe something you have in the works at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it's like choosing between the children. I do like everything that we do, but I do think that one of the projects we're working on most recently is creating a CNI platform to be able to finance not only, the multi-megawatt projects, the 10, 15, 20, but also the smaller scale ones, like the up to 5 megawatts, like between 500 kVA to the 10 megawatts, because that's where we see some of the needs and some of the, well, the base of commercials that actually need to transition also. So the idea that we're putting in place is a platform that allows us to aggregate those projects and finance the construction, but also the operations of those projects. So we're doing it in a country like South Africa, but we're also doing it across West Africa with another partner. that we're going to announce soon. And we're looking at developing it throughout East Africa with another partner, and also in Southeast Asia. There is a Vietnam opportunity that we are bringing to close really soon, that allows us to also get exposure to the Southeast Asian opportunities. That's one, because we've spoken a lot about CNI, so that's what came to mind. But I must also admit that I'm really also proud of what we do in the mini-grid space, which is sometimes, you know, some of the more difficult things to do on the finance spectrum. And we've just announced and closed a financing in Liberia with the company. And we're looking to do more with them on the longer run in other regions of West Africa. And we're also looking at Nigeria as the key country for mini grids. There are programs developed by the World Bank that allows, you know, commercial financiers like us to catalyze some of our operations. So really, there is nothing more valuable and impactful than actually bringing nearly 100% clean, because sometimes we do have batteries, etc., grid into a remote area in one of those geographies, and finding a business model that actually works and, you know, ensures the long-term perennity of those projects and their viability. So yeah, CNI, mini grids, and maybe a third example is in the e-mobility space. We are very excited about the mobility revolution that's going on in Africa at the moment. We've seen it start in Asia, where we are also having some operations, but really in Africa, that can be hugely transformative for our cities that are, fortunately, like elsewhere, polluted and congested, etc., where we can change the game. Where with those two-wheelers, it's starting with two-wheelers, some buses, and probably going to go up the ladder of the e-mobility revolution in the next few years.
Fantastic. Lots of exciting prospects there. We're keen to hear more about these projects in Nigeria, Liberia, and the rest of West Africa,
yeah,
and East Africa and so on. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you today, Rim. It's been great hearing about the success of your business, and I'm sure all your stakeholders wish you every success going forward. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.